Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issue is the name of the show. You can send us an email at comments@AFR.net. Comments@AFR.net. Tim, Ed, and Fred. Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
Got the flower shirt on.
Yes, my hay fever is not acting up today, so I felt safe wearing this.
That's got kind of a, what is that? What kind of flowers are those?
They're little small roses, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all need little small roses in our life, you know.
We need to stop and smell the little small roses. Not the ones on his shirt. I'm just talking about.
What was that? Who sang that song, Fred? You were there. You spun records back in the 60s and 70s. Stop and smell the roses along the way. Is that Mac Davis?
Sounds like him.
You got me.
See if it's Mac Davis.
I think it's Baby Shark. Wasn't that Baby Shark?
Oh, don't start. Ooh, wow. We didn't need that thought in our head. Huh? You got Stop and Smell the Roses Along the Way. You don't remember that? You remember that song? Who is that? Who's that?
It is Ringo Starr album.
What?
Ringo Starr?
No.
No.
That's somebody's lying to you. Well, you know.
It's an album, the name of an album by Ringo.
Yeah, but that's. I'm going to type in. I know folks were killing time here, but.
It's a song by Mac Davis.
All right, that's what I thought.
There it goes. Now, he wrote it. Did he sing it?
Well, now I got to look that up.
Look it up. You're beating me to it here.
Maybe it's Ringo. Maybe.
Mac Davis. I don't think Ringo.
Wait a second. Oh, okay. Stop and Take the Time to Smell the Roses is a 1981 song. Written by Ringo Starr and Harry Nilsson for the album Stop and Smell the Roses. But that's Stop and Take the Time to Smell the Roses. Stop and Smell the Roses is an album by Mac Davis. And I don't know who.
My memory served me correct there.
Of the Fab Four, I would say that Ringo's probably the least talented songwriter. By like all along.
I have no dog in this fight.
Steve just turned off our
was Ringo. Written by Mac Davis and Doc Severinsen.
Oh,
Doc there Severinsen you go.
From
the Tonight Show.
Tonight Show, Johnny Carson.
Tonight, Johnny's guests include Buddy Ebsen. And
Jim Carrey.
And Rodney Dangerfield.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
That was his favorite, Don Rickles.
I love going back and watching those old shows. It was just terrific. Ronald Reagan would be on.
Oh, yeah. I still, if I can find them, I do like
the Johnny Carson shows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was just good stuff.
In high school, me and my friends would gather. It was at Rich's house, and it was a nightly.
Didn't he used to smoke cigarettes on the set?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was permissible then.
People wouldn't know what to do after they saw that today. They wouldn't know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not for smoking cigarettes on the set, but I'm just saying that if you watch those shows, you're going, I can't believe they ever did that.
Oh, yeah. My favorite guest, I think, was Jimmy Stewart. I love when he had Jimmy Stewart on.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny.
I remember the most memorable Johnny Carson episode was when Michael Landon appeared.
Okay.
And announced that he had pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
Oh.
You remember that?
I remember him having it. I don't remember him being on Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it was sad. But it was Michael Landon was on there. But boy, Johnny Carson went for 20 years, didn't he?
Yeah.
Longer?
Oh, yeah.
Or longer?
Didn't he start in New York?
Started in New York. And then moved it out to California, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was the big talk show host just before Johnny Carson?
Jack Parr.
Jack Parr, yeah.
It was Jack Parr, then Johnny Carson, then Jay Leno.
Yes.
Yep. So, and then who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, then
that's right.
Then it became pro-Democrat show, huh? Whoever it is. I don't
30 years. He was host of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, 1962 to 1992.
And he worked a good two or three years of those.
I think
he was often
he was originally,
off.
You know, he was originally from Kansas, I think. And he had that
Iowa.
He had
Corning.
Oh, was Corning, Iowa?
Iowa?
Okay. Iowa, he was a. But he had a very pleasant Midwestern personality, is what I'm saying.
Boy, he was the kingmaker.
He was.
In show business, if you got booked on Johnny.
Yes.
And he called you up.
He called you over.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld, called you over. Yep. Steve Martin, a ton of comedians
got their start.
Made their start on Johnny Carson. Yeah. Stephen Wright, I believe.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And then Ed McMahon, what did he start selling?
What didn't Ed
Insurance?
McMahon sell?
What didn't Ed McMahon sell?
Ed McMahon, mostly.
He would laugh at Johnny's jokes.
He was paid to laugh at Johnny Carson's jokes, no matter how lame they were, right?
Oh, that's all not right. Unusual, Tim. Sidekick.
Oh,
wow.
I caught that.
That hurts, man. That hurts.
I'm just kidding. Okay. No, I love you, man.
You've been faking it all this time, and my jokes hadn't been funny.
Last day was glorious.
It was. Went out flaming.
All I got to say to you, Ed, is you have to stop and smell the roses.
That's right. That's how this whole conversation started.
They're right on the other side of the door.
Smell them as you go to your car. Right.
Here's your box of stuff. They include rose seeds.
Grow your own roses.
All right. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Bring unto us the news.
All right. Let's start by following up on a story that we did yesterday. You may remember that we brought in some sound from it's an R&B singer named Ne-Yo. N-E-Y-O.
So he's not a rapper. We called him a rapper.
Yes. No, he's an R&B singer. I finally looked him up and listened. He's got a pretty good voice.
Right.
I still don't know much about his music and don't recommend it. But he was speaking out about transgender kids, saying parents don't know what they're doing anymore. It says parents have almost forgotten what the role of the parent is, you know. Talking about having their kids, letting their kids transition.
And we played that yesterday.
We did. Well, subsequently, in fact, right in the middle of our conversation, was it you or Tim?
Tim
looked up, and yeah, he had apologized. He said, after much reflection, I'd like to express my deepest apologies to anybody that I may have hurt with my comments on parenting and gender identity. I'll do better and I'll learn. Well, it turns out it wasn't Ne-Yo. It was his publicist who didn't want Ne-Yo canceled. So Ne-Yo followed up. He said, no, wait a minute. He says, I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on the matter. I'm a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls. Okay, that's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologized for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention was never to offend anybody. I was asked a question, and I answered the question.
So that's interesting that his publicist jumped on his comments, followed it up with an apology that he never really issued.
Yes. Yeah, I think probably what a publicist is supposed to do. I mean,
I think he went on last night or this morning to say, if that cost me record contracts,
if I get canceled for this, then you know what? Maybe this is a world where they don't need a Ne-Yo anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to say we mentioned this yesterday when we first thought and that I guess rightly thought this is his belief. That's a courageous guy. Cause I don't know most singers. I'm back in the Mac Davis days and Ringo Starr. So I have never heard of him, but that doesn't mean anything. No, he may be very famous.
I'd heard the name, but I'd never listened to him.
I doubt his career is so secure that he should not be at least a little worried that he might lose his career, public career. So this shows a great deal of courage on his part.
Yeah.
He's risking it.
Yeah.
When all he said was, I'm going to raise my boys as boys and girls as girls.
Basically.
Yeah. In essence, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. Well, he did say something else. If you want to call yourself a what? You remember what he said yesterday?
Whole, parents have almost forgotten what the role of a parent is. It's like, okay, if your little boy comes to you and says, Daddy, I want to be a girl, and you just let him rock with that, he's five. If you let this five-year-old boy decide to eat candy all day, he's going to do that. When did it become a good idea to let a five-year-old, let alone a six-year-old or a 12-year-old, make life-changing decisions for theyself? When did that happen?
Yeah. He also went on to say, if you want to call yourself a pineapple, then go ahead. But it wasn't a pineapple. It was something else. You're all right, Steve. He said...
This is the retraction.
Yeah, which he didn't issue.
No, this is the apology which he didn't issue, and then this is what he said.
Yeah. Anyway, good for him. What's his name?
Neo.
He's an R&B singer?
He's an R&B singer.
How do you spell his name so I can look
it up? N-E-Y-O.
Everybody's got a name.
Yo,
with
yo.
A dash.
Everybody's got a name today that's not their name.
I'm going to go with Edo.
Edo.
Put a dash in there.
Spaghetti-o. I bet there were some things.
Spaghetti-o. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Edo Spaghetti-o. It will now.
Hey, that's better than Eddie Spaghetti with the meatball eyes, I tell you.
I was going to say.
Edo Spaghetti-o. I like
got
that.
Got a lot of names when you were growing up, huh?
I did.
Were these fellow Hurt. Italians that were making fun of?
No.
Was it?
No was self-respecting it? Italian would utter the word Spaghetti-o. Even in jest, you lose your Italian card.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Steve.
I want to get to this before we get too far because
it's we're gone too far already.
We've lost.
It's kind of priceless. There's a good story I have after this, so I don't think we'll take the whole time on this. But
right.
I have found the poster child for the Gender Confused set these days. This is a youngster on TikTok. His name is Cody. Listen to Cut 8.
I'm Cody. Pronouns E-M, er, or Z-Zen, zers, or really any neo-pronouns that aren't Z-her-hers. I am a white, transmasculine, femme, non-binary, temporarily, mostly able-bodied, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, culturally Jewish, Unitarian Universalist, non-monogamous, demi-low romantic, gray demi-bisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health recovery.
She forgot narcissist in there somewhere.
Try putting all that on a business card.
Right?
Now, that is, and
if you miss
that's
one.
Not unusual. It's not unusual for some of these folks, they're not all young, but mostly young, who want to make sure they know how you identify so you don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Well, this is he or she. I don't even know what we're talking about.
It's a demi whatever.
Okay.
I think
we don't
she.
Even know.
It's a she, I think.
It's a she. So, you know, if you get something wrong, they'll call you on it.
Yeah.
You played that for us yesterday, I think. And I was just, that's pretty staggering.
And it might change. You might have a whole new list tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. Hey, do you guys remember the police officers who were charged in the killing of George Floyd? This is back in 2020, I believe.
Four
it was.
Police officers or three?
Well, there were four that were tried. One of them, I think his name was Derek Chauvin, was the guy who had his knee on
right.
George Floyd's neck. He was charged and convicted, I believe, of manslaughter or murder. But there were other officers who were also there, and they have been charged with various crimes. One of them, his name is Tu Tao. He's an Asian gentleman, spelled T-O-U-T-H-A-O. And his job was crowd control. So while they were with George Floyd, he was standing with his back to the scene, making sure that nobody rushed the other police officers. And he was charged and convicted and sentenced to 3 years for civil rights violations. And then they brought him back, and they convicted him of some more charges. These were charges for not stepping in and doing anything. And so they sent him to prison. He's been sitting in prison for about a year now. I want you to listen, because at his sentencing, the judge gave him the last word. Said, "I'll let you give you the last word." Tu Tao spent 26 minutes preaching the gospel. Almost nothing about the case. I want you to hear some of this. I just did some excerpts. And then he did say one thing about the case. You're going to hear Tutau. And then you're going to hear the judge, Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill, who wasn't all that impressed. Listen to whatever it is.
You know, Pharisees had a counterfeit faith like I had. And God exposed me on that day. They had cheap grace that cannot save. That's when God turned my eyes from darkness into light. You know, the way of the cross is unpopular today. You know, we insist Jesus do all the dying without surrendering our whole heart to do his will. You know, today, if you feel the love of God pulling at your heart, let it be your day of salvation. I must obey. Hold on to the truth that I did not commit these crimes. My conscience is clear. I will not be a Judas, nor join a mob in self-preservation, or betray my God.
To be perfectly honest, after 3 years of reflection, I was hoping for a little more remorse, regret, acknowledgement of some responsibility.
He was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months for the crime.
So this, does he, the 4 years and 9 months, the 1 year he has served, comes off that?
He's going to get credit for time served, and he also will be serving, he's got the other three-year sentence, he will be serving that in the four-year sentence
concurrently.
My opinion is, this is just my opinion, this is not AFA's opinion. I think what Derek Chauvin did with the knee on the neck, that was clearly wrong. I know some people say, yeah, well, but George Floyd, he'd taken drugs, maybe that's what, whatever. You don't sit for that long with your knee on someone's neck. But this guy was doing crowd control.
Yep. Yes.
And I'm not sure why they have convicted him to all this stuff.
Because Black Lives Matter.
Well, this is, listen, my tip of the hat to this guy for his courage and his dedication to Christ. I think he certainly has the right to say, listen, I'm not sure why I've been convicted. I was not the one with the knee. I was controlling the crowd. I'm not even sure what he was supposed to do, what the prosecutor thinks he was supposed to do. Is he supposed to tackle Derek Chauvin and get him off? I don't know. But he's gotten longer in prison than people who commit crimes all the time, I'm guessing, in Minneapolis, robbing stores and, you know, burning down buildings. I disagree. I hope he appeals it. I don't know what.
Honestly, I'm kind of wondering, because he could have had a shorter sentence. That last thing where he says, "I'm not going to be a Judas." I think he was offered, if you plead guilty or if you admit to this and say this, we'll give you a reduced or shorter sentence. I'm thinking that this guy probably right now thinks he's got a pretty successful prison ministry going.
Yeah,
and maybe he doesn't want to get out early.
Yes. Yeah.
God really got a hold of him.
He could have said to the judge yesterday, you know, I regret not intervening.
Yep.
That's what the judge wanted to hear.
Right.
But instead what he got is a testimony. I have to be honest. I could, if I pled and said what you want me to say, judge, I'd be lying. And as a Christian, I cannot lie. I honestly believe I did nothing wrong, and I'm standing on that. And yes, it's probably going to cost me more time in jail, but I cannot lie.
Yeah.
That's what he said to that judge yesterday.
And I'm not sure what the regulations are, the rules are for the police. And was this Minneapolis?
It is Minneapolis.
Maybe he was supposed to. I don't know. I don't know what.
I believe if a policeman sees another policeman acting unlawfully or brutally, that they are required to step in.
Okay.
So, but what he saw with his back turned,
right?
I don't know. And if he had turned to help the to take the officer off, what would have the mob have done at that point?
Yeah. So he was. That's the part I'm talking about. He was assigned crowd control, and so I don't know. It just seems excessive, and to punish the man for saying I don't believe I did anything wrong. Anyway, I disagree with it. I agree with whatever Derek Chauvin got, that was wrong. But somebody with his back turned to what's happening, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I want to bring you some sound here from an NBC reporter. We're going back to the campaign. NBC did an interview with Ron DeSantis. It was a reporter named Dasha Burns. And she was talking with him. They started talking about a lot of stuff, but one of the things he talked about was Ron DeSantis' pro-life stance. All right, so he said, "I'm going to be a pro-life president," and he said something about he believes that he believes in right to life all the way up and through conception to natural birth, and if you kill someone late, it's same as infanticide. To which she replies, this. This is Dasha Burns, Cut 7.
1.3% of abortions happen at 21 weeks or higher. There's no evidence of Democrats pushing for
but their
abortions
view
up
is,
until...
Their view is that all the way up into that, yet there should not be any legal protections.
There is no indication of Democrats pushing for that.
Well, yes.
You know what? Governor DeSantis is absolutely right, and that NBC reporter is wrong. The Democrat Party now, and they tried this in Congress last year, didn't they? Huh? If you listen to the Democrat Party leaders, they will tell you, they'll either tell you straight up they're in favor of, they'll make it sound real good. They'll say reproductive rights. Basically it's killing the baby until it's allowed to come out of the birth canal.
And if you believe Virginia, before the current administration, they passed a law that said if a child is attempted abortion at 9 months and is born alive, they'll set the baby in a corner waiting for the parent to decide what to do.
Yes. So the point of this is NBC News interviewing the governor of Florida who's running for president. And she was trying to pin him down and make him look bad because he signed a law in the state of Florida saying after 6 weeks, you can't have abortions in the state of Florida.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that she was trying to make him look bad, basically. And he was saying, well, look, the Democrats are for aborting babies all the way through 9 months. And she says, no, there's no evidence for that. And that was patently untrue, what she just said right there.
You know, Democrats opposed the partial birth abortion ban.
Yeah. Yes.
You were talking about the birth canal.
Yeah.
They were in favor of a baby being born, everything except for the head, and then still killing the baby.
Yeah, it's gross to talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the point is that Governor DeSantis called her on that, and that's NBC, an NBC reporter. What was her name?
Dasha Burns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. We're just about out of time. we've got Todd Herman coming up next Monday. We'll be on from noon to 1 o'clock Central Time here on Family Radio weekdays. We're excited about Todd's new show, Todd Herman. We're sorry that Bishop Jackson left us on good terms. He loves us. We love him. But he decided to run for president. He can't be on the radio if you're running for president. So we had to find a replacement. And Todd Herman, he won first place.
In the beauty contest.
Yes, so he gets...
He's a sub for Rush Limbaugh. I mean,
he's not
a lightweight.
He's top-notch.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working with him, too. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, give him some tips.
Some tips, and rub off the rough ages and some Rock of Ages. And it's time for me to end this show because I'm starting to go Joe Biden on us here.
No, you're not that bad.
Maybe a little Kamala Harris mixed in.
Yeah, word salad.
Word salad. I would just say this. Have a great day, everybody. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.